Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me today. It's my pleasure, as always. And I want to remind you folks, those of you who are listening in over WDMV AM 700 across the D.C. area, thank you very much for listening. Thanks for all your support. Thanks for being part of our family. And it's good to be here in your area with you live and in person. And we're broadcasting live, as you know, from Small Business Week. This week, and we really appreciate the good folks there at WDMV to taking our show and broadcasting it so that all our friends that we've acquired over the years in the D.C. area can enjoy our show. We really appreciate those guys. They do a good job, work really hard. It's AM 700 WDMV. Karen Kerrigan is our guest. She's right here in the D.C. listening area, and she's our good friend, one of the original. Heck, folks, she's not an original member of the Brain Trust, which actually she is. She's an original member of the show. I'm probably the only person who's more original to the show than she is. She's been with me now since 97. Can you believe that? She's the president and the founder of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Pound for pound, nobody on the planet does more for small business than Karen Kerrigan, and she's our good friend. Karen, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. How are you? I'm a living antique, I guess, when it comes to your show.
Well, no, you're a founder. You're one of the founding members, certainly of the Brain Trust, and certainly a respected and appreciated fixture here.
Well, Jim, it's a real pleasure to be with you and to kick off the week, particularly such an important week, Small Business Week, where we honor America's entrepreneurs. So it's doubly special. Being with you this morning.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you all the rest of the week, and we'll have a lot of fun. Tell us what's going on now. What's happening out there in the public policy world?
Well, you know, one of the biggest issues that small business owners face, as you know, Jim, because we've talked about this on your show now since 1997, in fact, mm-hmm. Is the rising cost of health care. And yep. One of the issues that we've been focused on in the last 2 weeks, we've been working on the House side to try to kill an initiative that would actually raise the cost of health coverage for small business owners. Now, tucked into a bill called the Tax Simplification Act of 2008 that was passed by the full House last week was a measure that would mandate that all the health costs that are used from a health savings account be substantiated. That means that every single cost when a consumer, you know, goes to their health provider and basically, you know, uses their account to pay for a health mm-hmm. procedure, that cost be substantiated or inspected. So the millions and millions and millions and millions of transactions that go on in these newly created health savings accounts would have to be substantiated by a third party or a new bureaucracy. So,
wow.
You know, where we're trying
why do they need to do that?
Well, I don't know, because I thought we had the Internal Revenue Service where, you know, they already have sort of their...
They're trying... What you're saying is they're concerned that money may be pulled out of the tax deductible savings account and not used for health issues.
Oh yes.
Or any of the allowable ways you can use it.
Exactly. But you know, Jim, I mean, if you do that, there's already a penalty, you know, if you do that. And essentially that's the Internal Revenue Service's job. But what this would do, as you know, what we're trying to do is move towards a healthcare system that streamlines costs, that gets rid of bureaucracy,
yep.
that gets rid of administrative overhead costs, that drives
that's
healthcare
costs higher.
Portable
and market-based.
Well, what this would do is dramatically increase the cost of health coverage in these newly created HSAs that are really making a difference in the marketplace in terms of providing business
owners. We love ours.
Yeah, and entrepreneurs with a more affordable option, you know, one where they have more health care freedom in the marketplace, where there's more bringing more price sensitivity to the marketplace. So, you know, the Ways and Means Committee passed this, and they said, oh, we'll somehow raise money for the government. The actually, there was a vote on the House floor last week that would a motion to recommit is what it's called, which would send back this provision to the House Ways and Means Committee to be fixed. And that was a tie on that vote, 210-210, which means basically it failed. And so the whole bill was voted on, and this measure was passed. So now our effort...
Sorry, in the House, you're saying in the House, the measure to cause there to be another agency to evaluate HSA expenses...
Passed.
Has passed the House and on the way to the Senate.
You got it.
This is terrible, folks, but this is why you listen to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'll bet you a bag of bean, I bet anything you want. I bet you anything that you haven't heard about that anywhere else. 20 Tales, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Aflac for small.
Welcome back. A little more Dan Fogelberg from the Innocent Age album. This is Nexus. Wonderful song. This is from a two-album set, by the way. One of my favorites of all time. Innocent Age album, Dan Fogelberg. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Welcome back. Celebrating Small Business Week with our good friend Karen Kerrigan, the chairman and the founder of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Karen, tell us a little bit about the SBE Council, and give us your website, please.
Oh, my pleasure, Jim. We are SBE Council. We are an advocacy organization. We represent thousands and thousands of small business owners and entrepreneurs here in the nation's capital. We look at legislative initiatives, what's happening in the regulatory agencies, what's happening in the states, really what's happening on an international and global level, and its impact on the small business sector. So we advocate for small firms. We go up to the Hill. We get our members up there. We testify before Congress. We do a lot of research and analysis and educate policymakers and the media and the public about the importance of small business and how certain policy issues would impact the sector, either from a positive or a negative perspective. And, you know, the issue that I just talked about, Jim, is something that people would know about if they went to our website, sbecouncil.org, and signed up for our e-newsletter. They'd be kept up to date with the most...
And it's free.
And it's free, the most critical issues that are impacting small business and what we are doing as an organization to be their voice on these issues.
Right. What are some other things that are going on? By the way, I'm very disturbed about the HSA thing.
Oh, I know. I could tell. I got your shell shocked, Jim.
Yeah, I'm very disturbed about that because HSAs are falling. An HSA is the companion policy to small business health plans, which has not been passed.
Right.
We're going the wrong direction. We need to be going in the other direction. We need to be making things easier for small business owners to get their own health care. Folks, there are elements in our political class. There are elements in the marketplace. Organization, nonprofits, and politicians, certain politicians, who do not want to make it easy for you and me to have health insurance for our people so we can compete for the good people and compete in the marketplace, or for you and me to have health insurance. Now, they talk like they do, they sound like they do, because they're so upset because 53 million or 43 million or whatever Americans don't have any insurance, and they're all upset about that. But when they're presented with solutions that would really work and it would affect 100 million people. That's the population of small business in America. That's my math on that, folks. It would improve the lives of 100 million people. They won't let us have those laws. And, Karen, you can tell. I mean, I'm very upset about this.
Well, Jim, I mean, right. And you know, what's interesting is that, you know, the people who are really, you know, who would you guess is the person in the Ways and Means Committee that really advanced this effort? If one member of Congress who we've talked about on this show, you know, when it comes to health care, you know, think small business owners are doing absolutely nothing and, you know, are greedy, greedy yeah. entrepreneurs. Remember those two words?
They think of Bear Stearns and small business in the same thought.
Well, do you know, Mr. Pete Stark from California?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
he was the guy driving this effort. He believes in government-run health care. He believes in a single-payer system. And he was driving this effort. And those members that were really driving it and the driving force know this would undermine HSAs in the marketplace.
See, these are the people.
Huge setback.
These are the people, Karen, who don't like HSAs because they know that they never like these things. Because here's the thing, folks. These are people who want universal health care, single-payer, the government-run health care for the United States like they have in Canada and Europe, like those people are trying to get rid of. They want us to have that. And ladies and gentlemen, HSAs and small business health plans to them is the camel nose under the tent. And once we get those things, we're never going to want to not have them. And the more we get of that kind of stuff, the less likely they are to get universal health care.
Right. But the good news is the president did put out a statement of policy last week, Jim, and he said that if that bill was presented in its form to him, he would automatically veto it. And I do believe he will. Because
would he be able to sustain it?
In the House, absolutely, because the vote was 238, 239 to something, so they don't have they can't override the veto with those numbers. But really what we want to do is stop this in its tracks and make sure that the Senate doesn't even act on this, that they don't even touch it, that HSA holders and owners weigh in on this issue, and that's sort of our next effort going in to this issue on the Senate side, is for people almost to make it like IRAs. You know, can you imagine if you messed with people's IRAs, what they would do?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Similarly, we want to do this with HSAs, and we do think we have the market power right now, to send that message up to Capitol.
What else is going on in Washington for small business?
Well, there's obviously there's been a setback on trade
and the Colombia trade agreement.
And opening global markets, and that's a huge setback for small business owners because most other businesses that trade overseas, that import, export, do business, are small business owners, and more small business owners are looking, at expanding markets in overseas, particularly in uncertain economic times back home in the domestic market, because it presents opportunities.
As we go to a break, Karen, let me give you and the audience some stats. You probably already know this. Folks, almost one-third of all export revenue comes from small businesses in the United States, almost one-third, and 97% of all exporters from America are small businesses. That's not a small part of exporting, folks, and the trade agreements are very important to small businesses. Tim Till, here's Aretha Franklin. Take us out. Stay with us.
Well, I was moving down the road in my V8 Ford. I had a shine on my boots. I had my sideburns.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Karen Kerrigan, one of my favorite people on planet Earth, one of the people I'm the most proud of in the world, who works so hard for small business every day. You can hear it in her voice, can't you, ladies and gentlemen? You can hear in the things that she says. She's plugged into what's going on up here in Washington, also across the country in the state houses. Her organization keeps up with those things. And, Karen, and by the way, folks, that's Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. That's sbecouncil.org, and I certainly encourage you to go there. Wonderful stuff there. Easy to read, plain English. The government's travails in plain English, I mean, that's a feat in itself. And, of course, Ray Keating, her outstanding chief economist, who's been on the show so many times before. Ray's one of the best in the world at what he does. Karen, part of your work is not it'd be fun if your work was almost always to do things that are helping small business owners, positive things. But a lot of your work is defense, isn't it? Just keeping people from hurting us.
Oh, absolutely, Jim. And I wish it wasn't that way. But, that's how, and lately, and particularly, what the situation is right now. I mean, not only on bills that are moving through on Capitol Hill and regulatory initiatives in the agencies, but at the state level. you know, a lot of the state capitals and legislators, they're hurting for cash. Their budget shortfalls because they've spent too much and the economy's down. So who are they targeting? Of course, small business owners.
Yep.
You know, to make up for those shortfalls with tax increases.
Like the Internet sales tax initiative that's going on in New York right now.
That's right. And if you know, if folks go to our website, you know, one of the new reports that we put out last week was the Business Tax Index 2008. And essentially what that does is it ranks the states in terms of how tax-friendly they are for small business owners and entrepreneurs. And, you know, we have to keep doing analysis and reports by that to basically continue to show governors and legislators, you know, what they do on the tax side matters, that businesses can move to more tax-friendly states, businesses can move to more tax-friendly nations. I mean, that's how mobile, you know,
that's
entrepreneurs
exactly right.
and labor and capital is right now. You know, it's easy just to pick up your business and move it overseas. It wasn't that way a decade ago.
And we got a lot of politicians who don't get that. We got a lot of politicians who don't get that, Karen.
They still don't. They still don't. They still think
they still live in the 20th century, aren't they? They still think it's 1955, don't they?
Right. And this whole class warfare rhetoric and, you know, capitalism is bad and, you know, entrepreneurship is bad and business owners are greedy. And
There really are people out there, folks.
I mean, you just want to
there really are politicians out there, folks, who think that you and I as small business owners are no different than the folks at Enron or WorldCom or any of the people who abuse the subprime thing. They look at you and me and they think the same thing.
Yeah, they don't understand that. And of course,
I've met these people. You have too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have. In fact, you know, Jim, it's funny. Today, what is due up to the House and Senate is our first quarterly lobbying report. In the past, we did two a year, but now the post-Jack Abramoff scandal, business groups like us and organizations like us have had to suffer because of that. Now we have to file four times a year. If we don't do it right, it's criminal penalties and $50,000 fines. Hey, Jim, so groups like us, okay? You know, you're talking to Karen Kerrigan here. Like, how did this happen to me? What did
I do? You're not exactly on K Street, are you, Karen?
I'm like, well, anyway, so that's what I get to do to kick off Small Business Week is to make sure that all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed on my lobbying report that goes up to Capitol Hill under the new rules and regulations governing my industry.
Are there any tax? None of the tax bill. Deductions that are coming up this year, right? None of the 01 or 03 tax cuts are coming up this year?
No. I mean, but, you know, the simple fact of the matter is in the budget that was passed by Congress, they didn't renew these, which simply means that they're set to expire and business owners are going to have a tax increase. I mean, that's the bottom line, Jim. I mean, there's no way of parsing that, you know, and if Democrats say, oh, no, we didn't raise taxes or we won't raise taxes. I mean, essentially they allowed for those to expire and have budgeted, you know, what they're budgeting in terms of outlays based on those tax cuts expiring, which means we will have a tax increase in a number of areas, the personal rates, capital gains, dividends, et cetera. So,
this is going to be a big election year, folks, a very important election
year. Oh, it really
is. And, Karen, I know you're going to keep us posted as the year goes by. Thank you for all you do for small business. Thanks for being our friend. And I'm looking forward to seeing you again the rest of the week during Small Business Week.
Oh, you bet, Jim. Thank you, too. You deserve a big round of thanks.
Yeah, thanks. Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, that's sbecouncil.org. Please go there and check it out. You'll have a lot of fun. You'll learn a lot. Plain English, small business public policy. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, celebrating Small Business Week in Washington, D.C.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.